This is the Pretentious Wrestling Podcast, a production of ProWrestling.net. I'm Will. He's Jake.
You can follow us on Twitter at Will Pruitt and at Barnett Jake. On today's show, Will and Jake discuss Shinsuke Nakamura's main roster run thus far, his in-ring debut, what's working and what's not. Friends, do me a favor today and go to ProWrestling.net and read Will's new thing. It's my new weekly feature on ProWrestling.net about what's happening in the world of wrestling today, my thoughts on it, and a lot of fun stuff. I really hope you'll like it and offer some feedback. If you are a ProWrestling.net member, make sure to check it out on the ad-free version of the site. You can also listen to .net Weekly there, where Jake Barnett and Jason Powell went over all the news of this week in a great audio show on Wednesday. If you want to become a .net member, head over to ProWrestling.net, click the membership link, and for as low as $5.50 a month if you take the annual option, or $7.50 a month if you just want to try it out and see if it's for you, you can be one. Now, enjoy the show. So, Jake, we're back after not previewing Backlash, and I don't feel that bad about it. It was Backlash. That was not a good show, you know? I listened to your and Jason's review of it after watching the show and was like, yeah, basically, it wasn't that great.
Yeah, it wasn't terribly exciting. I mean, there was a couple of things that were like slightly above expectations, but it's not like it blew anybody's doors off. Even the thing I was looking forward to the most, which was Nakamura's in-ring debut. It's just kind of like, yeah, that happened. Like, yeah, I mean, it didn't excite me at all, and that was a huge bummer.
Way to segue into the topic of today's show. I was going to go a roundabout route to get there, but you just went like directly in, and I like that. I like the way you did that. Yeah, I'm with you on Nakamura's debut. Or in-ring debut on the main roster, I guess. It just felt like it happened. And that was really weird to me. I think the weirdest thing about it to me is it was Shinsuke Nakamura against someone who is well-regarded as a good professional wrestler in Dolph Ziggler. Is there a reason this debut had less excitement than, say, Shinsuke Nakamura against Sami Zayn in NXT?
I guess for me, they attempted to tell me a story with Nakamura and Ziggler, and I never really bought into it. I just don't buy into Ziggler's promos, and he was asked to sort of carry that whole scenario on the microphone. And, you know, he was, I guess, kind of having an argument with the fans and kind of half-assed trying to bring Nakamura into it as an outlet for the fans and for his frustrations. And I just don't think it ever clicked. And the match itself, I mean, 15 minutes on a pay-per-view and you probably had Nakamura selling for 10 of it. Like, there just wasn't a lot of Nakamura's explosiveness and his creativity and the things that you really look forward to when you think of Nakamura matches. And it's, I know they want to, you know, kind of tame his style to a degree, because you can't, you know, just have somebody going out there and killing people week after week after week. But at the same time, you know, you have to kind of bring it out when it's worth it. And I think his main roster debut was worth it. And then we just didn't see it. It was just a lot of Dolph Ziggler offense. And I think that deflated the crowd. And then it was kind of over quickly once the tables had turned and Nakamura got a chance to, you know, to show off some of his stuff. So I was disappointed with it overall. I don't know whether or not to be disappointed with Nakamura in general. I think they just don't really have a good handle on him yet, at least it seems, on the SmackDown side of things. And it's kind of a bummer, because I really thought that would be the best place for him to land on the main roster, just given their track record. So it's a bit confusing to me to kind of watch how this has developed so far. And I think they did more of the same on Tuesday with the tag match with him and Styles. It was very strange that those two wrestled for 30 minutes on SmackDown, and they were selling for 20 plus. It was just bizarre to me.
So I have a thought of what this could be, and I could be very, very wrong, but I see how the booking of at least the matches is a little bit counterproductive. But I truly think that WWE wants Shinsuke Nakamura to be a star. Like, I don't think that the issue is that they're not trying, because I look at holding off like 6 weeks of TV to get his debut on pay-per-view, setting him up in a matchup with Dolph Ziggler, who they consider to be an at least semi-high profile talent, giving him wins in his TV debut and in his pay-per-view debut. I look at all of that and I see, oh, they want this guy to be a star. And then I look at the way they focus on his entrance and how it is the centerpiece of any segment he is in. Look at the opening segment of this week's SmackDown for an example of that. They want feeling and being there for the entrance of Shinsuke Nakamura to be an attraction to people. So I think they are trying to like view him and make him a star. I almost think that is getting in their way as far as the match, because what I think WWE is seeing is modern audiences, they think you need to have a good match every time out. I think WWE believes that fans would get mad if Shinsuke Nakamura wrestled someone for 2 minutes on pay-per-view and walked out the winner. What's funny is I think a lot of people are complaining because that's not what happened. I know for me, I would rather see Shinsuke Nakamura hit a bunch of kicks, you know, basically have the old school squash match with one Dolph Ziggler hot hope spot. But in the end, Kinshasa, 1-2-3, this thing went under 3 minutes. I don't think people want that from it, or I don't think WWE believes people want that from a Nakamura match. I think their belief is that it needs to be more drawn out, that you want to see him have good matches, and that they believe that Ziggler and Nakamura had a good WWE-style match in the main event, or in the opening match of Backlash, and I would disagree with that. I think the match was boring. I think the pace was really way too slow, and I think they hurt their debuting babyface a lot, but that's kind of my attempt to justify what WWE is doing, because I think they want him to be a star. Like, I wouldn't criticize the booking by saying they're trying to take him down a notch.
No, I think you're right there. They definitely are trying to portray him as a guy who they think is on another level. You know, they don't give that kind of entrance to everybody. You know, they don't have a guy do his full entrance with five other top superstars standing there watching him do it like they did on Tuesday at the beginning of the show.
Not everyone gets to be the artist.
Yeah. And they don't get to be a rock star or whatever other tagline they gave him. So I understand that part of it. And I think that's that isn't where I have a bone to pick. It's that, from a storytelling standpoint, Nakamura's English is not to the point where he's going to captivate me with his promos. I think they're doing their best to minimize what he's saying in the ring, during these promo segments, because they're well aware that that's not the draw to Shinsuke Nakamura, at least at this point, until there's some kind of sea change in his promo ability. And where they really need to make that up is not just in the entrance, but it's got to be in the ring. I mean, he didn't really get a chance to show off the intensity and some of the creativity and some of the viciousness and the things that people saw in Shinsuke Nakamura in New Japan, and they got to see in that NXT match with Sami Zayn, that we just really haven't seen them explore since. And I think they need to unleash him at some point to really send the message home that yes, he is everything that people say he is, but we don't let him show that on a weekly basis, because quite frankly, their schedule doesn't permit that, because he would be injured all the time if he had to wrestle that kind of match, 30 times a month.
And he wasn't even that guy in New Japan. I mean, Shinsuke was a guy you could count on for the G1 finals, but you couldn't count on Shinsuke even for the middle of G1 matches. Like, you didn't know if Shinsuke was going to deliver a great match until you got to the finals of the G1 tournament, and that's usually a very work rate heavy tournament. Extrapolate that out to be, his performances in a lot of the tag matches that would build up to the bigger New Japan shows on their kind of spot shows. And Shinsuke was never the big, I am going to outwork everyone here every night guy. That wasn't his game. Shinsuke, in a sense, was a WWE star dropped into New Japan, and that he knew he could get by on the signature spots and the signature moves and give the fans moments where they could cheer, and then kind of coast. And I think he fits in WWE for that reason. And I don't even say coast like it's a negative thing. I don't think there's a reason to have a five-star match on a house show. That's a stupid thing to do because the impact that it takes on your body as a pro wrestler is really drastic compared to what you could be doing. And for the same amount of reaction, and that's to have a lesser match. I think the interesting thing, you mentioned the match with Zayn. I mentioned it earlier. The interesting thing there is the story going into the match with Sami Zayn was Sami, he's a big name star in NXT, one of the main event stars in NXT. He is attempting to prove himself by taking on Shinsuke Nakamura. I know I went into that match not wanting Sami to lose, but wanting Shinsuke to win in a way. Like I wanted, and being an avid fan of both guys, like especially of Sami Zayn, I wanted so badly for Sami to come out of that match without losing, but I knew that wasn't possible and that Shinsuke would win because it was Shinsuke's first match in WWE. And I thought to myself, and I thought kind of, would Dolph Ziggler from, say, August or September be better in this slot? The Dolph Ziggler who caught fire a little bit as a babyface in the feud with The Miz, put his career on the line for the Intercontinental title, had the great match with Miz. I kind of wonder if that Ziggler trying to prove himself to himself that he still has it against Zayn or against Nakamura would have been better than heel Ziggler doing promos that honestly would be better suited for The Miz and in a program that would be better suited for a more skilled heel, which The Miz is.
Yeah, Jason and I spoke about that repeatedly. It just really felt like The Miz was a better fit for that angle. And I'm not sure if they made a last minute decision to trade him or, you know, if it was some other reason why, you know, they designed this around Ziggler rather than The Miz. But he really would have been a perfect foil for a guy like Nakamura. And I look at what The Miz has been doing on Raw and I'm like, man, they really could have just sent Ziggler over there to do that and retained him. But I'm just kind of in a place now where I'm hoping that the Ziggler and Nakamura feud is over and they can find him an opponent that can really talk trash to him. Because I think that's what is required at this point to really set him up as a sympathetic figure. Because I think people want to love Shinsuke Nakamura. And maybe that person is Kevin Owens, even though I wouldn't necessarily want to see Shinsuke with the U.S. Championship, or maybe it's Baron Corbin, but they need to find somebody who is willing to, you know, to talk down to him and to, you know, really actually get some heat on him and who gets heat from the crowd. Because Ziggler just isn't that guy, as hard as he tries. And, you know, Lord knows he goes out there and
he tries
and tries, but it just hasn't clicked yet as a heel. And I was one of those people that was like, you know, Dolph Ziggler could really use a heel turn because I thought his babyface character was stale. But I think they took the wrong path with his heel turn, and he's become a guy who's just bitter at the crowd rather than having a motivation, you know, that I want to capture a championship, or, you know, I want to, you know, recapture my former glory. It's just, you know, he's just really mad that people abandoned him. I'm not sure that that's a very satisfying character to play, really.
Who are the jobbers on SmackDown right now? I'm trying to think of the roster, and they moved Curt Hawkins over to Raw, correct? And Jinder Mahal is a world champion.
Aiden English? Beyond that, there's some jobbers in the tag division, but that's about it.
Yeah, at this point, I might for the next few weeks of TV just say, screw it. Nakamura against the Ascension's Connor. Nakamura against the Ascension's Victor. Nakamura against Aiden English, like, build him up that way. I know they're going to do variations on the six guys in Money in the Bank all pretty much for the next month. But
they could have another Nakamura Zayn match, and I would not hate it.
I would hate seeing that on SmackDown without build up just in the middle of nowhere. I'd be a grumpy human. Unless it was great.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on how much time they give him and everything else. But it wouldn't even necessarily have to have a clean finish, to be honest. But it would be nice to see Nakamura in some matches with other people that are really over. Because I think Ziggler really and I hate to say he dragged down the match, because I think he gave a decent performance. You know, his offense was good, and he actually did get some crowd reaction when he turned attention to him and actually taunted. But really, you know, I think the excitement level for Ziggler is so low that the peak of that match was just not where it should have been.
Yeah, and I think that is a real problem, and it's something kind of that you don't have to deal with when guys are debuting in NXT, because it is NXT, and you have guys that are, you have fans that are willing to care about things in a way that a lot of fans watching the main roster are not. It's funny. So your thought is that that Nakamura should have more competitive matches, like competitive matches against over talent that people care about, correct?
I'm not saying that he should necessarily immediately go into more long competitive, you know, even Steven matches. I think the issue is that it's, you know, he was brought in and really should have probably had some squashes or dominated a few people, you know, if they had the luxury of sacrificing somebody. And the issue with the SmackDown roster is that they really don't. And so they
sacrifice the Ascension.
That's, yeah, I guess you could put them against some of the tag division or Aiden English or something, or,
yeah,
you know, bring somebody up from NXT for a day, or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Poor Biff Busick.
Yeah, exactly.
Oney Lorcan just getting killed by Nakamura.
Just getting crushed, yeah. But I think he could have used some of those performances where people were, you know, getting used to some of his signature spots and learning the, you know, sort of some of the call and response cues that he does in the ring. And it's unfortunate that he was put in a position where they booked him even Steven right out of the gate, because I think, you know, when you do that much selling, I think people, you know, it's not that they don't really enjoy his signature spots. It's that it's easy for people to just learn to sit on their hands. And I think they shouldn't really be trained to do that with Nakamura.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the issues. I think if you do 3 or 4, squash matches, or even 1 or 2 squash matches where Nakamura gets a sudden victory. I mean, bell rings, Nakamura runs across the ring, Kinshasa, 1, 2, 3, and that's it. You're going to make a big impact on people, and you're going to make a massive impression, and people are going to know, well, this can come out of nowhere. This is a sudden move, and Nakamura is like nothing I've seen in a long time, because he has such power and force behind him. And I think that's kind of what's missing. And that's what I was getting at in asking you that, is I was going to say, my thought is more, I'd love to see a Nakamura squash or two prior to getting into more competitive matches, because I want to see Shinsuke just show off what makes him special, show off, you know, toy with his opponents a little bit, do the things that he does, and not the big match things that he does, like the come on, let's fight thing, but just do his basic moveset and get out of there. And that's where I thought they may have dropped the ball a little bit in not having him do that beforehand. But I'm certainly excited for his future. I mean, amongst all of this, I am really bolstered by the fact that I don't see any evidence that WWE doesn't want him to be a top guy on SmackDown. Even, you know, an even match with Dolph Ziggler doesn't mean that they don't want him to be a top guy on SmackDown. AJ Styles has had even matches with Dolph Ziggler. John Cena has. Like, that's not what they're saying through that match.
No, certainly not. I think they're in a place where they knew, like, okay, well, Ziggler's going to be in Money in the Bank, so we can't just have him, you know, get steamrolled the night before, or, you know, 2 nights before we put him in that match. He's got to feel like he's competitive. And so that, you know, it's easy to see, you know, given the restrictions that they were on, that they just decided to go down a particular path. And they needed Nakamura and Ziggler to fill time. You know, that show would have been woefully short had they, you know, had they cut that match down by 5 or 10 minutes. So I guess it's, they do what they have to do with the time that they needed to allot for the match and what their future booking plans have in store. And it seems like, you know, there's some room for optimism and reasons to get invested, because it looks like they're at least teasing the idea that Nakamura and AJ might have some kind of conflict down the road.
Yeah, I was really encouraged by that as well. I tend to, you know, we both, I think, predicted that as a SmackDown main event at WrestleMania. And I think if they can hold off that long, it's going to be something really spectacular. Jake, I think that's going to wrap it up for us today. We'll be back tomorrow on some side of the website talking about Money in the Bank and stuff like that. So I think we're still going to be talking about Shinsuke Nakamura, which has me encouraged.
Always a good time.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Pretentious Wrestling Podcast. For more, please subscribe to this podcast in Apple Podcasts, leave us a rating and a review, show us that you appreciate us, and if you want even more content, check out ProWrestling.net's membership option.